1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We'll kick it off and go with Carl. Hi, Carl. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, Teresa. How you doing tonight?
Living well, man. What's up?
Good. Well, I've got I'm suffering from hyperthyroidism.
Okay.
And it was caused 5.5 years ago. I was on like 60 milligrams of prednisone for 2 months, and I went from 200 pounds to about 165 pounds within less than a month.
Yeah, it happens fast. What were you taking the prednisone for? What was going on in your body?
I have a heart irregularity. I had heart surgery prior to, and I was taking amiodarone. And so what had happened is that brought the iodine level in my blood up. And they discontinued the amiodarone, but they really put the prednisone right to me, and I got terribly sick and I'm still like,
I'm sure.
I still have like trouble with my balance and concentration, speaking. It's like there's a lot of things that are still there that never really went away. You know, like dizziness and difference.
Oh yeah,
being restless. I wonder if my body has been depleted of its natural natural fluid or whatever that it was tricked out of by taking that much prednisone. I don't know if a trace amount of prednisone now would help me.
I don't know that would be the right route to go. But
no,
currently, what's kind of the deal that your doctors are doing? What medication? Do they have you on anything right now?
Well, I've been on not for my thyroid. It comes back with decent numbers, and so they're happy with they're happy.
Okay, so they're happy with the numbers right now.
But unfortunately, I've had a lot of trouble keeping my heart in into a regular rhythm for the past since this had happened. And
so right now, does it flutter, or does it?
Yeah,
what does it feel like?
I'm in atrial fibrillation right now. Yes. Yeah, it's right up.
Is it more in the morning or more during the day or at night?
Oh, it's all day, all night. It's just not beating. All the valves aren't synchronized. They're fluttering instead of pumping like it should.
Okay. And the doctors have told you, don't worry about it, everything's fine, your numbers look good, you'll be okay.
As far as the thyroid, that's the hyperthyroidism goes,
Yeah, but what are they saying about your heart rate, though?
About my heart, I don't know, I want to try, I've been cardioverted a lot, and to put my heart back into rhythm, but it's been going back out of rhythm, not too long after. Or I've been
it's not staying.
Yeah, it's not staying, and I've been very close to staying in, stayed in a regular rhythm for a little while, but it's never too far away. I jump in the cold water, the ocean, put my heart out of rhythm.
All right. So your numbers for the thyroid are fine, but your heart is just acting up and having a weird rhythm to it. It just doesn't feel right.
Right.
Do you have any type of panic type issues, anxiety issues?
Not really. I mean, I'm a little more edgy probably since the prednisone. I have trouble with composing things, like categorizing things, and how I used to be. I wrote very neat. I was very, had everything very organized, and a lot more punctual. But
and things just tend to be a little bit more sloppy now, like handwriting and things.
Yeah.
All right, here's the direction we need to go. All right, that's great information. First things first, brain chemistry, neurotransmitters. That's the number one thing that's been affected with you. And you've got three aspects of health. Mental side, that's the brain chemistry, and this is what we call the health triangle in natural medicine. Mental side, chemical side, structural side. Mental side, all the brain chemistry. Chemical side, your body physiology. Structural side, bones, muscles, nerves. In this situation, you want to make sure you're managing your brain chemistry. Dimethylglycine, DMG, one of the best things you can take for getting oxygen to the brain. When you go through what you've gone through, it can cause, even with hyperthyroidism, it can cause issues, especially by taking a lot of prednisone. It can decrease oxygen in the brain, and it can cause the kind of issues that you've been dealing with. So knowing that, understanding that, that's the first thing. So DMG, very good to get oxygen back to the brain. Second thing is your brain chemistry. Acetylcholine is the first one, and then GABA is the second one. Those are the two brain chemicals that you want to make sure that you focus on. GABA, pretty simple. You don't just take GABA. You've actually got to build up the GABA levels in your body. Acetylcholine, the things you want to do for acetylcholine, you want to do plenty of eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Now, the cheese and yogurt dairy products go with the goat's milk over cow's milk. Of course, I'm a big fan of that. Vitamin B5, there's a supplement called galantamine, and you can pick it up at most health food stores. And B5, phosphatidylcholine is very good, and also acetylcarnitine. All of those will raise your acetylcholine levels. Now, let's talk about GABA. GABA is another animal within itself. Now, there's ionic lithium, which is a supplement. It's not the medication lithium. It's different. So it's not as hard on the thyroid gland. Typically, medication, the lithium, can destroy the thyroid gland. Not a good thing. Ionic lithium is a little bit different. So you can use that in light amounts. Talk to your doctor about it, of course. And then there's some other ones. L-theanine, taurine, and valerian root. Valerian root you've probably heard of. But all of those raise GABA levels naturally. The more you raise GABA levels, the more chilled out your body gets. That's a good thing. And for when you're dealing with the irregular heart rate or heartbeat, and you're dealing with the flutterings and things that you're getting, it's going to be important. The other thing, too, is don't forget, cod liver oil, incredible for the heart, but also the B vitamins. And as simple as that sounds, funny, when I talk about B vitamins and heart-related issues, people are like, it can't be that simple, Dr. Asa. But it is. It really is. The B vitamins have well been known for years to be the multivitamin of the heart. And if you have any kind of heart irregularity, the first thing you want to do is go to the B vitamins. It helps settle things down. But you need a liquid one, and you want to do it about three times a day, three servings a day, because the B vitamins are water-soluble. And it goes in and out of the system so quickly, that's going to be your best bet. So that's my encouragement to you. Get started on those and get things settled, because even though you've been dealing with this for a long time, going to the prednisone, even just taking a little bit, I don't think is going to be your answer. I think really it's about replenishing what the body's been missing from the brain chemistry and also the body chemistry so that your body can function better. Remember, everything affects everything in the body. You can't just zoom in on one little symptom because there's too many other factors in the body that's affecting it. So you have to look at all of it.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
This is you, baby. Yeah, you know. baby. Groovy, baby. Make a movie, baby. Time. Susan, baby. Yes. Yeah, you baby. No. For you, groovy, baby. Max. Yes, make a movie, baby. Time.
Let's go down to Penny. Hi, Penny. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Issa. Last night, I think it was last night, I was listening, and you were talking a lot about hormones, and I had a brain tumor, and they removed my pituitary gland, and so I don't have the pituitary gland, which controls the emotions, as well as other problems, and I heard you talking about synthroid with somebody else, and my understanding is that it fights against you losing weight. The synthroid does.
Synthroid.
I've been told and seen on the paper, I think.
You're asking me if synthroid keeps you from losing weight?
Yeah, if it fights against you. I was told it didn't really keep you from it, but it fights against it.
No, the synthroid, the synthroid, the levothyroxine is basically just to manage the thyroid gland. So, yeah, the pituitary... You're saying you had the thyroid removed, or you had...
Yeah, I had my pituitary gland removed because it was a third ventricular astrocytoma, if that helps you.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm with you. Now, how about your thyroid gland? You're taking Synthroid, and how long have you been taking that?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been taking Synthroid for your thyroid gland?
Since 77, when the brain tumor...
Okay, all right. When it comes to weight loss, do you need to lose 10 pounds, 30 pounds? Where are you right now? You're struggling and it's just...
More like 120 pounds. And I'm like at 259, and I want to get down to about 125.
Okay. Let's step back for a second. Hormones play a big role.
Years ago, so I don't know what the weight range would be for me now because I'm 46.
Well, the pituitary gland does play a big role. The pituitary gland plays a role, but you also have to look at your lifestyle choices. So hormones, I always say, again, if your hormones are not right, then nothing's going to happen. I get that. You can work as hard as you can, eat perfectly, exercise, and if your hormones are off, it's going to cause a little bit of a challenge. But now you're 100 pounds, 120 pounds, that's a lot to be overweight. So tell me what your basic lifestyle looks like right now. So what does a day look like in Penny's life? In your eating plan and your exercise, give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and how often you exercise.
One of my biggest problems is I don't drive, and I don't have consistency hardly at all. I mean, I do try to get up between... But no later than 10, if possible. Every once in a while, I'll sleep in. But I usually have breakfast before 9, and then I take my medicine at 1, so I try to have lunch between 12 and 1. But I'm caught a lot where, it's 3 or 4 sometimes before I realize I haven't even had lunch.
Okay, well, Penny, my question to you is, though, what do you actually eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner? What does that look like?
Well, Special K, I eat the Special K with strawberries for breakfast with about 6 ounces of orange and skim milk in my cereal, and sometimes a banana. And then a banana or an orange or a tangerine.
What about lunch?
And then lunch is never consistent, but several times I'll grab, of course, I eat the reduced-fat peanut butter when I use it, but I'll have peanut butter and the sugar-free jelly. And then some pretzels.
Susan, what about dinner?
The same type of thing, unless I eat with my parents. If I eat with my parents, like tonight I had a pork chop that was grilled, I guess. George Foreman pork chop and
and
a sweet potato.
Penny, what about your exercise? Talk to me about that.
That's my biggest problem. I have two bad knees, and I don't mind walking, but I have a little bit of problem. I have one eye. I just have the one eye. I'm blind in my right eye due to the second brain tumor. And I do better walking with someone, and I have been trying. I have a friend that's trying to get on a schedule to help me to be able to walk with me. My mom's always fussing at me. Anytime there's a decent day, she'll say, "You need to go walk." But I don't like to walk by myself, and I can't have a really hard time making myself. And even when I do, I don't walk as much as I want to or would normally.
Why don't you like walking by yourself?
I think part of it is the security of the holes and stuff in the concrete in the sidewalks and stuff.
Well, then there's a couple things.
If you want to know
my thoughts on it all, and you want to know my kind of my opinions on what I think about with your situation, I mean, the reality is you got to change the way you eat. I mean, definitely without a shadow of a doubt, you eat breakfast like you're eating right now, and you eat lunch like you're eating right now, you're going to continue to gain weight. You're setting yourself up to have blood sugar-related issues in a major way. You're going to have to increase your lean quality proteins, increase your healthy fats, and cut down on your sugars, cut out grains and those sorts of things. I just get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Really, you need to kind of dive into that first, and it'll lay out your eating principles. Yes, you had some challenges with the hormones, the pituitary gland, but your eating is where it has to start. Look into riding a bike and swimming as some alternative exercising, because that way you don't have to worry about your safety concerns.
For a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale, with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free 1-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit RNAfreesample.com.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Just know this, that we're here to help. We're going to take you from where you are now in your current state of health to where you need to be. The body can change. That's the great thing about the human body. So if you can get sick, you can get well. It's true. And that's how the body works. It regenerates every single day. So each day, old cells die off. New cells form based on the things that we do to it every single day. Are there genetics? Sure. Do they play a role? Mm-hmm. They do. But they play about 15 to 20% of the overall equation. And if you think about it, that's pretty good odds. You've got a whole 80%, 85% that you can work with based on the choices that we make every single day. And it's important. So whatever your health challenges, whatever you're struggling with, just know this, that there's always help, hope to get your health back. Always, 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 always. So just know, modify your lifestyle choices, make some changes, figure out where your body's breaking down. And a lot of times, your body will respond. It just depends on your situation. Everybody is different. Let's kick it off and go with Amanda. Hi, darling. Welcome.
I'm calling because I have had ovarian cyst on my right ovary for about the last year and a half.
Okay.
And I'm wanting to know, what can I do to get rid of the cyst? My doctor wanted to put me on birth control, and he told me that I wouldn't have this problem if I took birth control, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want you to do that either. What is your age, Amanda?
29. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had this for, you said, for about a year and a half?
Yeah, it started like, I started feeling kind of like I was pregnant, and I gained a little bit of weight, and I even got like a rash that was like, not a rash, but it was like my skin turned like tan on my chest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's when a friend of mine who has hormone problems told me that I needed to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I went to the doctor, you know, he didn't check my hormone levels, but he did say that I had cysts. And then I went to a pharmacist who makes compound creams, and he checked my hormones by doing a saliva test.
Sure.
And said that my progesterone was too low.
Right.
And I was taking that compounded cream for a little while, but then I didn't, wouldn't really feel like it was helping.
Yeah. The compounded creams can work for sure, but mm-hmm. there's a couple things that you can do really to balance out your progesterone levels and manage your estrogen levels, both. And the one thing I would eat, wild yam root is really good. It's a cream you can get at a health food store, and it helps balance out progesterone levels. And then black cohosh is really, really good for estrogen levels. But now, those are supplements, and those are things you can take for the situation. But let's look at like your lifestyle choices. That's what I want to look at. And the first thing I'll ask you, do you eat much soy, like soy milk? Soy products, do you do any soy products at all?
No.
That's good. That's one of the first things I'd want to know, because that really throws off your estrogen progesterone balance, and that can cause cysts on the ovaries. Now, the other thing, too, is they're what are called proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes help reduce cystic activity in the body. A lot of times people develop cysts in different areas when their bodies are not breaking down proteins the way they were designed to. So if you've got a digestive-related issue and it's not breaking down the right proteins, you can form cysts. And it can form them anywhere. You can form them in the fat cells. You can form them in the ovaries, or, I mean, just like you're dealing with. They can show up in multiple places. So that's something that can help. Proteolytic enzymes, something you can get at a health food store, and they're real easy to take. I mean, three times a day on an empty stomach, pretty simple. And then your diet needs to be good, too. I mean, the things you put inside your body every day are going to be important. Vitamin D is important when you're dealing with cysts on the ovaries. Have you had that checked lately, like a blood test done?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that'll be something to do.
Okay.
For sure. Just go to your primary care doctor and tell them that you want to get a blood test done for vitamin D. Most women, their vitamin D hangs out between about 15 and 30,
mm-hmm.
and that's really low. Because to manage all of your hormones, and vitamin D, by the way, is a hormone. It's just classified as a vitamin. But vitamin D, to be able to function the right way, actually needs to be up in around the 70 range to really be effective in the body. So that's something that you'll want to look into, and you can check with a blood test. But that's when you're dealing with cysts in the body, there's several things that can cause it. Hormones are a key. They do play a key role. But you don't really, especially at your age, Amanda, I mean, you don't... I wouldn't think that you would want to even mess with hormones at all. Birth control, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to really throw your system off. And you want your system to function the best it can on its own, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't want it to be... Are you wanting to get pregnant at all?
Yeah.
Probably. Are you married and all that?
Yeah. Okay. Probably in the next year or two, I'd like to get pregnant.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. That's what I would do. I would encourage you. I would go ahead, the black cohosh, wild yam root. Work on that, and you know, if you follow the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, that will really lay a good groundwork for you. I mean, you're going to get equal amounts of lean protein sources, fish, carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats. The reason all of that's important, Amanda, is because you really want to make sure your body is getting everything that it needs so it can function the way it was designed to. And that'll help with that cyst. But not only just help with it temporarily as far as getting rid of it and reducing that it, for future. I mean, if you can start building good lifestyle choices now, then when you're 35 and you're 40 and you're 45, you won't have to deal with these kind of things. And a lot of times it's the hormone imbalance that causes that. So get all that checked out. Get started on a couple of things. I would have them check your hormones after about 8 weeks and let your doctor definitely know that we had this conversation. I think that's going to be a wise thing to do. Definitely. I'm
I'm a big fan of no birth control unless it's just absolutely necessary. And then at that point, I'm still not a big fan of it. So hope that that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
All right. How you doing, Doc?
Well, what's up?
I'm 48 years old. I'm a type 2 diabetic. Sleep apnea. I have carpal tunnel. And on my right hand, my thumb and my trigger finger stays numb all the time. I mean, 24/7, unless I'm asleep. That's the only time I don't feel it. It tingles all the time, both of them. So what's going on with that?
All right, so you got type 2 diabetes. Been diagnosed for how long?
About 2 years now.
About 2 years now. You overweight now?
Yes, I'm 5'10", 260.
All right, so we need to drop about 60 pounds, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. See, the diabetes, what's happening is a lot of times when you've been diagnosed over a period of time and you don't drop the weight, the diabetes is your number one challenge. It's not the carpal tunnel. Okay? You drop the weight, 60 pounds, then you're going to be rocking and rolling, and you probably can get out of the health challenge of diabetes. Just because you've been diagnosed with it doesn't mean you have to have it forever.
That's right.
It means that you're dealing with it right now. If you drop the weight and make some major changes in your life, that's when you can actually see some huge results with diabetes. And that's going to be your first point that you want to work on, all right? So the anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, that's where you want to start, my friend. That's going to be your foundation. The other thing, when we're dealing with the structural part of the body, bones, muscles, nerves, then you want to get into the fact that you're dealing with a nerve that's coming from the base of your neck, goes down your arm, into your wrist, and it's called a neuropathy. And when you're dealing with diabetes, it's normal. People that deal with diabetes, they get neuropathies. That's part of the package deal. So one of the best ways to help get rid of that is, and then in my opinion, what I would think for you is to take vitamin B6. Now, there's two types, pyridoxal 5-phosphate and pyridoxine. Pyridoxine tends to be better for neuropathies. So you can get the pyridoxine at most health food stores. You can go to drasa.com, get it there. But the pyridoxine is going to be your best bet. And you can take what's on the label. Should be good to go on that. And it can help out quite a bit. But you're also going to need to have someone work on the structural part of your body. And a DO, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, is really good at that. They can go in, work on the actual structural part of the body, and to get all that taken care of. But you need to get it fully evaluated and have it checked out. They'll do x-rays. They'll do certain things to get things balanced out. And there'll need to be some treatments done. I would say you'll probably need a good 30 or 40 treatments on it if you're getting that type or severe of neuropathy. You've got to do the B6 because that's the nutritional deficiency that diabetes will entail and develop. However, you want to make sure you get everything balanced out too. So you're going to have to get the actual work done on your neck. You can't just leave that. Don't leave it. And the weight gain and all that you need to get off the 60 pounds, that's going to be a big deal. But you can do that. I mean, in 8 weeks, you should be able to drop 25 pounds. No problem. Easy. Maybe even more. But exercise is going to be a big role. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but sometimes we need to be told and told again. You know what I mean? So it's really important, I think, that you get started 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. When you don't feel like doing it, do it anyway. When you're cold outside and you don't want to go do anything, go do it anyway. Because your health's your greatest wealth. You can't afford not to. And I know your neck's bothering you and your arm goes, or your hand gets numb, all that. That can be corrected. That's the least of your worries. Seriously. The most important thing that we need to be concerned about is the diabetes. Because that's the one thing that if you just let it progress and as time goes on, is going to be a real challenge for you. And that's the one thing that can really change. It's the one thing that your body can change. Your health can change.
Do
Do you need a new prescription for your Lyme? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neopharah. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neopharah.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neopharah.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Great or small, know this, know that God will carry you through. He's the same on the highest mountaintop as he is in the deepest valley, and he will always meet your needs. Maybe not in the way that you think he needs to, but in the way that he will always do, because that's just who he is. He is the great physician. At the end of the day, he's the one that you go to whenever you're in the toughest time of need. You're listening to Dr. Ace on call, 888-283-7272. Pre-washed salads may need another rinse. New article on WebMD. And this is so funny because we hear about this all the time, but it's true. Washing off your salad and those bag salads that you get at the store is so important. They did a consumer report and they found that the bacteria is higher than ever in the packaged green salad. Those pre-washed, triple-washed bagged green salads are finding massive amounts of bacteria, specifically with E. coli and salmonella. They just did a recent contamination check from the Consumer Reports and the Consumers Union, and they found that these pre-washed and triple-washed bagged greens contain more bacteria than ever. So it's something that we really need to consider when you're thinking about that. So when you get those bags of salad at the grocery, make sure you dump them in a strainer and wash those off very, very well, because they're containing high levels of bacteria, fecal bacteria. That's kind of gross, but you think about it, it's true, and it is what it is, but make sure you protect yourself, because those nasty little bacteria, of course, can do really wreak havoc on your overall immune system. And make sure you're taking anyway on a regular basis, just because we're still in some of the flu season. You want to take vitamin C, of course, high levels, but ionic silver is really important too, and astragalus. Astragalus is very, very good for your immune system, and vitamin D. Vitamin D, get your blood test done every 6 months to see where your vitamin D level is. You want it to hang around 70 on that blood test. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Ace. I wonder what your take is on eating by blood type.
Okay. Dr. Diadama, right?
Yes, and yes, also Joseph Cristiano.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the eating for your blood type, both good guys, by the way. No, both of them. But eating for your blood type has some good research behind it. And here's the deal. The body wants to be in balance all the time. That's the goal of the body. That's what it wants to shoot for. So when you say the different blood types, such as type O, can handle more meat products, and type B and the type A can handle different, you know, more of the grains and more of the carbohydrates and vegetables, then it's there's research behind it. However, the validity of it, I'm a bigger fan personally of seeking for the body to be in balance. That's the key. So proteins, fats, carbohydrates all need to be in balance. Not one heavier than the other, and not one taking up more caloric intake each day over the other. Because your body needs all those nutrients every day, regardless of what your blood type is. Your body needs an equal amount of all those nutrients to function. You need essential amino acids, that all comes from proteins. You need essential fatty acids, which comes from your healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And then you need your carbohydrates for energy, for your brain, for glucose, and for muscles. So that's really how everything is broken down and how you need to look at it. So as far as the blood type goes, will you digest certain foods better than others? And because of your blood type, I think if this is my opinion, if you stay in balance with your food choices and eat the right kind of foods and you stay off of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the body and stay with the grains and most of the dairy except goat's milk dairy, and you follow the principles that are laid out in my book, Empowering Your Health, because of the food groups, I think that's the best way to go. That's why I put it in there. If I thought the blood type was the best way, I think it's more, it's selective. It's what I think it is. And I think that will it give people a good guideline? You're not going to go wrong if you follow that. Meaning, I would rather you follow that than just trying to wing your own diet on your own. Because the principles in there and the different food choices that they pick out for most people are pretty darn good. I'm a fan. But as far as the overall principles being the golden rule for what you should be eating on a regular basis, not so much. All right, thanks for the call. Charles, talk to me.
About 2.5 weeks ago, I come down with a rash. I'm itching.
Okay.
And I tried to do some deductive reasoning. I thought, well, it was started like... About 3 weeks ago.
Is it neuropathy?
Neuropathy, yes, sir.
Okay.
And I thought it was one of the medications that I hadn't gotten before when I was down there. I've got about 9, 18.
So is it now the rash itself, is it coming out in one area?
No. Or is I'm trying to do some deductive reasoning, but today I was felt mechanic and I went, my neighbor invited me for lunch.
We're closing out right now in this hour, Charles. But I'll tell you what, if you've got a neuropathy, it's probably a B6. Now, the rash itself, if your body in the beginning stages, when you get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, and depending on what your situation is, you want to talk with the physicians there at the clinic. But what probably is happening is you're pushing out a lot of the yeast-related infections, potential bacterial infections, and that rash sometimes is normal when the body starts pushing that out. Wormwood is very good for a situation like that. You probably want to take a couple of days off and fast. That's always a good thing to do to let your body kind of cleanse and detox. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.